Well, he might be eating icy poles over there in England. G'day, Enda Brodie.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone. Oh, my God, it's sweltering hot here today. The hottest July day ever in Britain's history. 38.1 Celsius recorded today in Cambridge. Oh, my God. I'm sitting here, Milsey. I'm in the shorts and very little else. It is sweltering, stiflingly hot here tonight.
What's caused the heat wave?
So, lots of factors at play here. People are saying low pressure, the Gulf Stream, but there's this hot pocket of air over Central and Western Europe, and several countries have broken their temperature records today. You know, the hottest it has ever gotten in the UK is 38.5 Celsius, so we hit 38.1 in Cambridge. It has been unpleasant, and we don't do heat well in this country. Massive problems on the trains, many, many services cancelled, air conditioning units breaking on trains, and police called to a couple of outdoor swimming pools because, quite simply, tempers flared, queues formed, and the police had to intervene to stop people from attacking each other. Wow. I mean, it's just terrible.
Not good at all. Let's hope it cools down for you, mate. Now, how did Rocket Man go? Did he make it to the UK?
No, he didn't, Milsey. I'm just back from France. So I spent a couple of days in northern France with this guy, Frankie Zapata. You might have seen him online. They call him the Green Goblin because he is like something out of a Marvel superheroes comic book. He has this hoverboard with a jetpack, and off he flies. Problem was, the fuel in the rucksack only gets him 10 minutes flying time, and it's 20 minutes from northern France to southern England, southeast coast of Kent. And he had to fuel again halfway, a refueling stop on a ship. So he took off, we waved him off, we filmed him, I was live, it was brilliant, off he went. And a few minutes later, I ran into his little boy, Max, who's 8 years old, and he was sobbing his heart out. And I said to him, what has happened, Max? And he looked at me, and he was absolutely bawling his eyes out, and he said, "Mon père est tombé dans l'eau. My father's fallen into the sea." And sure enough, it gets confirmed. He found the ship. He was just about to land, and the ship lurched to one side with a wave, and he's toppled over off the refueling point into the sea. So desperately sad. I'm sure he'll be back. Like all great inventors, he will learn from this and come back stronger.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's absolutely fine. He had a graze on his elbow when I saw him later on.
Okay.
I have to say, an inspirational guy, full of energy, full of positivity. And I looked at some of the tweets I got today from people saying that this guy's an imbecile, he's an idiot, this was doomed, never going to happen. I mean, so many aviation experts on my Twitter timeline today. You got to roll your eyes. This guy's just been given $2 million by the French government to develop his technology further. You know, good for him.
Terrific performance by you. You'll be back with Oliver to finish it off this afternoon, and we'll do it again on Monday.
We will. Have a great weekend, guys.